Patrick Feltabian, cross superior unto the Gospel of God, a reading from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans.
What advantage then had the Jew, or what is the profit of the circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make them the faithfulness of God's without effect? Certainly not. Indeed, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you may justify it in your words and may overcome when you are judged. But if our unrighteousness demonstrated the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unjust, who inflicts grace? I speak as a man. Certainly not, for then how will God judge the world? For if the truth of God has increased through my lie to his glory, why am I still judging as a sinner, judged as a sinner? And why not say, let us do evil, that God may come, as we are slanderously reported, as some affirm that we say their condemnation is just? What then? Are we better than they? Not at all, for we have previously charged both Jew and Greek that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, none, not one. There is none who understands, there is none who seek after God. They have all turned aside, they have altogether become unprofitable. There is none who does the good, not one. Their throat is an open tongue. With their tongue they have practiced deceit. The position of is under their lips, whose mouth is full of curiousness and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are their ways, and the ways of the beast they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may stop and all the words may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, because witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall shortly of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth and proportioned by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sin that were previously committed, to demonstrate in present time his righteousness, that he might just and the justifiers of the one who has faith in Jesus, where is boasted then. It's excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by the faith apart from the deeds of the law. Or is he the God of the Jew only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yet, of the Gentiles also. Since there is one God who will justify the circumstances by faith, and the uncircumstances through faith, do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. What then shall we say? That Abraham our father had found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for the righteousness, grace to the God the Father.